الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فأما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear elders and brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu revealed the first ayat of his kalam where he said a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq, which means read in the name of your Rabb who created everything. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziya rahmatullah alayhi says there are two books of Allah. One is the open book, which is the universe and all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, which is full of ayat, which is full of signs by which we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one is the kitab of Allah, the kalamullah, al-Quranul Kareem, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also filled with his ayat, which is signs for us to look at and read and listen to and recognize him. The invitation to ourselves is to look around us and to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and ask, how can I recognize my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu in this? I want to draw your attention to the difference between looking and seeing. It is the same as the difference between hearing and listening. It is the difference between dealing with life mechanically or intelligently. And in that is a world of difference. Looking at best registers the image. Seeing helps us to understand not only what we are looking at, but what that means for us. It's only when you see that you recognize. One of my great interests is wildlife photography, and I spend a lot of time in the wild places in the world, and one of the places I go very often, almost every year, is Kruger National Park in South Africa. So now if you are in Kruger National Park and you see this lion lying down under a thorn bush, you look at the lion, you know it's a lion. And then this lion sees you and it stands up in ta'zim, out of respect for you. And then this lion crouches down, again out of adab for you. It wants to show its respect for you. And this lion is now looking at you very intently, and you can see this intense love that this lion has in his eyes as he is looking at you. What do you say to yourself? If you are seeing, then you recognize one thing, which is that indeed this lion has love in his eyes when he is looking at you. And his tail flicks thrice. And you know that this love is exactly the same as the love that is in your eyes when you are looking at a stick. So when you see, you recognize the relationship between that lion and yourself. But only if you see. If you just look at the lion, you don't see this. The result is always the same. But if you see, you recognize, and therefore you have a chance of doing something about that. The same thing with hearing and listening. You hear a person speak about their relationship, but only if you listen will you hear the pain or the joy, the hopes and aspirations, the fears and apprehensions which are in that voice when that person is speaking. And all of them tell you a very deep story about the nature of that relationship and about its future. But all of this happens only if you listen, not only if you hear. So I want you to differentiate these two things in your mind. Looking and seeing, hearing and listening. Looking and seeing when we are reading the Kitab of Allah, which is the universe. And hearing and listening when we are reading the Kitab of Allah, which is Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu told us to see, not only to look. And He told us to listen, not only to hear. And He called those who do that with His ayat in the universe and His ayat in His kalam, He called them Al-Ulil Albab. He called them the people who reflect. He called them the intelligent people. And that is the topic of my khutbah. Who is intelligent? The one who recognizes the signs. How do we define intelligence? Somebody who aces IQ tests or EQ tests, or those who are good at math and can do sums in their heads. We have a theory of multiple intelligences, and then we have those who say that all of this is conventional wisdom, meaning that it's false. Let's see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of intelligence, defined intelligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al Imran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the day and the night, there are indeed la'ayatil li'ulil albab. There are indeed ayat and signs for the people of intelligence, for the people who can reflect. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described what is that intelligence. Who are the people who have the right to be called intelligent? Who were called intelligent by their creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkarun. I want to draw your attention to the preposition waw instead of aw. If you read this ayat as a sentence in the Arabic language, and if you substitute aw for wa, grammatically the ayat is correct. Grammatically, the sentence will be correct, but it will not be in the ayat of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, and who reflect and think deeply about creation of the heavens and the earth. And then Allah mentioned the result of that. What is the result of intelligence? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاتِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they say, O our Rabb, You have not created all of this without a purpose. You have not created all of this in vain. All glory to you, and save us from the punishment of the fire. My brothers and sisters, there are three things in these two ayats that I want to remind myself and you about. Firstly, it is the announcement that in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of understanding and people of intelligence. When we remind ourselves about this, we learn to see, not merely to look. We pay attention, we reflect, we ask ourselves, what am I seeing? What does it mean? We do that because we know that a sign is not important in itself. It is important because it points to something or tells us about a truth which otherwise would have remained hidden. visible only to the one who can read the sign. Think of a tracker on a hunt. Think of a physician doing clinical diagnosis. Think of a teacher looking at the behavior of a new student. Think of a parent looking at their child. Think of a driver looking at a traffic light turning green or red. They're all reading signs. They all know the importance of reading those signs correctly, which can have a very significant impact on themselves and others. Those who can't read signs are headed for trouble. Therefore, we know from these ayat, that the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of signs in which we can and should recognize our Creator. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My brothers and sisters, I reminded myself and you about the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. In the second ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described al-uli al-albab. As I mentioned, Allah mentioned two things. He mentioned the relationship, and he mentioned the relationship between these two things. One, he says, who are these people? These are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of their lives. This is the beauty of the bayan of the Quran, where Allah said, standing, sitting and lying down. This refers to every aspect of a human being's life, because it talks about the three body positions that one can have. There is no fourth position. So it means somebody who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of their lives. What do we know about the meaning of remembrance? Meaning of remembrance means that we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all His glory and majesty. We recognize our own relationship with Him as His ibad, as His slaves. And we recognize the fact that one day we are going to meet Him. So therefore, every action of mine, every speech of mine, every decision of mine will be based on this awareness that I know who Allah is and I know my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the people who remember Him, and this is the essence of the word dhikrullah. Dhikr of Allah is not simply to repeat the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His asma wa sifat, so many times and count. Dhikr is to remember, is to be aware of the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, this is not the idea that we have sometimes where we make dhikr, where we read Quran, where even salah, where we pray almost like this is a burden that needs to be discharged, we dump it and we go away. And that's the reason why, may Allah forgive us, for a lot of us, it doesn't really do much good. If you ask somebody, you just prayed salah, how did it change your life? Do you have an answer to this? Should we have an answer to this? That's what we need to think about. By all means, pray. I mean, this is fard. We have to pray. If we don't pray, then that's a different issue. I'm not talking about the fiqh of it. I'm not talking about the punishment aspect of it. I'm saying here is a connection with the one who created me, Jalla Jalaluhu. Here is an opportunity to connect with Him. Here is an opportunity to connect with the one who is aware of everything in my life. Alimun bi dhati sudur, knows what is in my heart. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He is the one who has control over absolutely everything that exists because he made it. And I am talking to him. I am have the opportunity to connect with him. I say, I went to the masjid. I prayed and I come out of the masjid. And if you stop me and say, Shaykh Yavar, you just prayed Juma, what difference did it make in your life? Should I be able to answer that or not? That is the point. That is the point of Zikrullah. And if we cannot answer that question, I'm not saying beat yourself up, I'm saying think about that. You say, how come I can't answer this question? So either tell the person it's a dumb question, stupid question, don't ask me stupid question, that's okay, say it, no problem. But if you don't think it's a stupid question, then we need to ask ourselves, how come I am standing in Salah? Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you. All of you are here for Jummah. May Allah accept your coming. May Allah accept all your du'as. May Allah connect you to Him. Jalla Jalalu. But we have to ask this question. That is the essence of Dhikrullah. With awareness, with thoughtfulness. Not a mechanical, robotic thing that we just do. Well, I'm supposed to pray Allahu Akbar, Salaam Alaikum, Salaam, and gone home. Khalas. No. The second thing in this ayat or this set of ayat is the sequence of these two things. One is Dhikrullah followed by reflection and thinking in the creation. وَيَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُودًا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُودًا وَعَلَى جُوِيهِ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Now think about that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is the essence of Islam. This is the essence of one. First recognize your creator, then look at the creation. Do both. Every scientific discovery, therefore, is for such people. For people who recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is a lens through which to see the power and glory of our Creator. They marvel at the fact that the area of the sky that is blocked out by one grain of sand on the tip of your finger. I want you to do this experiment as you go out of this masjid. Take a grain of sand, put it on the tip of your finger, hold your hand up like that, right out, shut one eye and look at that tip of that grain against the sky. That piece of sky which is blocked out by that grain of sand contains not tens, not hundreds, not thousands, not hundreds of thousands, but millions of galaxies the size of our galaxy, the Milky Way. Along with this khutbah, you will get the text of my khutbah in which I will give you the links to see. So go look at that thing on YouTube. Millions of galaxies. Now, think about that. People who are saying millions of galaxies, they didn't actually count how many millions. So they are saying millions because now this is beyond counting, right? It's a way of saying millions of galaxies. So who is Allah? He is the one who created all of that. And that's the sky that is blocked out by one grain of sand. The sky is bigger than that. You know that. I know that. This is Allah to whom we are bowing now here in this masjid. So how big is this universe? How glorious and magnificent, therefore, must be the one who created it? And come inward. The intelligent people, they think and they reflect. And they look at one cell, one single cell. And its membrane, which has gateways, which let in some things and keep out other things. A single cell that has memory. A single cell that has a lifespan of only a few days. But when it dies, the memory remains. So that you, the one who is living with death every minute of your life, you still retain continuity with your past and you live as if you are immortal. Please note, however, that Allah did not call either of these signs by itself a quality of intelligence. Allah used the pronoun and, wa. Not or, aw. It's the combination of these two qualities. And that also in this sequence of first recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then reflecting on His creation, which produces and is a sign of intelligence and leads to understanding. With either of these by itself, or if the sequence is not followed, we have misguidance and ignorance, which sometimes masquerades as knowledge. The Quran teaches us how to approach science. Science is a tool to help us recognize our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu by seeing the signs of His glory and His majesty in His creation. I want you to watch, there's a wonderful documentary on Netflix called One Strange Rock. Watch that. It's about 7 or 8 episodes. Absolutely mind-blowing. I'm sending you a link for both of these. The people looking at me strangely and smiling. You never heard a imam talk about Netflix, right? There's much I know that you don't know, and that's let it remain like that. Now, there's no quality between Quran and there's no conflict between Quran and science. The issue is to use the method that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to approach science and to look at it with seeing eyes. When these intelligent people see the universe with eyes that recognize the signs, what do? They say, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batilan subhanak. Subhanaka faqina adhaban nar. They say, oh Allah, all glory and majesty to you. You have not created all of this in vain, without a purpose. Oh Allah, save us from the punishment of the fire, because the person is thinking that this is my Rabb and I'm going to meet him. And I want to meet him in a state where he is pleased with me. Alhamdulillah, may Allah grant that to all of us, inshallah. My brothers and sisters, I want to end by saying that this is what I mean by recognizing signs. It means to recognize our relationship with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to remember that one day we will meet him. And it is when we do this that we push the boundaries of knowledge and are able to see beyond the curtains of the creation to the hand of the Creator. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to open our hearts and minds to His Noor and to His knowledge and to His Rahmah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to accept your coming here. I ask Allah to accept all your du'as and to give you that which you ask with khair and afia, and then to give from His generosity and grace that which He knows is beneficial for you but you may not have asked. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you in ways that you cannot imagine, from sources that you cannot imagine. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make each one of you a walking, talking model of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen you, to protect you, to help you in every way that you can imagine and every way that you cannot imagine. I ask Allah to provide you from sources that you cannot imagine, as He mentioned in His kalam, where He said that He provides for the muttaqoon from sources that they cannot imagine. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكوننا من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدوا يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة.